感谢主，我们能够再次聚在主面前，实在是他的恩典。
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters, that we can gather once again because of His grace.
那能够借着主的话，更多认识神的心意。
And through His word, that we may know His heart more.
我想，我今天仍然是要交通了薄饼聚会的意义。
So today, I want to continue sharing on the meaning of breaking bread.
我们来读几处的圣经。
Let's read a few places in Scripture.
哥林多前书第十章
1 Corinthians chapter 10、
刚刚那个 第十章十六节十七节弟兄已经读过，不过我们没关系再读一遍，我们从十六节读到二十二节。
Our brother had just led us in reading verses 16 and 17, but we'll read it once more, and this time we'll read from 16 to 22.
我们所祝福的杯岂不是统领基督的血吗？我们所拨开的饼岂不是统领基督的身体吗？
Is not the cup of blessing which we bless a sharing in the blood of Christ? Is not the bread which we break a sharing in the body of Christ?
我们虽多人是一个饼一个身体，因为我们都是分受这一个饼。
Since there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread.
你们看属肉体的以色列人吃祭物的，岂不是在祭坛上有份吗？
Look at the nation Israel. Are not those who eat the sacrifices sharers in the altar?
我是怎么说呢？其实说祭偶像之物算的什么呢？
What do I mean then? That a thing sacrificed to idols is anything? Or that an idol is anything?
或是偶像算的什么呢？
Or that an idol is anything?
我乃是说外邦人所献的祭是祭鬼不是祭神。我不愿你们吃，你们与鬼相交。
No, but I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. And I do not want you to become sharers in demons.
相交就是交通。
Sharers, or to fellowship with.
你们不能喝主的杯，又喝鬼的杯，不能吃主的宴席，又吃鬼的宴席。
You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the table of the Lord and the table of demons.
我们可惹主的愤恨吗？我们比他还有能力吗？
Or do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? We are not stronger than He, are we?
我们再翻到十一章。
Let's now turn to chapter 11.
我们从二十三节读到读到三十二节。
Let's read from verses 23 to 32.
哥林多前书十一章二三节，我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那夜，拿起饼来。
First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 23, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in a night in which he was betrayed, took bread.
祝谢了就拨开说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯是表明主的死，只等到他来。
For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。
Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord.
人应当自己审查，然后吃这饼喝这杯。
But a man must examine himself, and in so doing, he is to eat of the bread and drink of the cup.
因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。
For he who eats and drinks judgment to himself, if he does not judge the body rightly.
因此在你们中间有好些软弱的，以患病的，死的也不少。
For this reason, many among you are weak and sick, and a number sleep.
我们若是先分辨自己，就不至于受审。
But if we judge ourselves rightly, we would not be judged.
我们受审的时候呢，是被主惩治，免得我们和世人一同定罪。
But when we are judged, we are disciplined by the Lord, so that we will not be condemned along with the world.
所以我弟兄们，你们聚会吃的时候要彼此等待。
So then, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. So this will pause our reading for now. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你在复活早晨仍然靠着恩典，一同聚在聚集在你的跟前。
Lord, we thank you that on this resurrection morning, we can once again gather before you.
我们来求你每次在你面前的时候，仍然借着你话来带领来教导我们。
We pray that as we are before you, that you may once again use your word to instruct and teach us.
所以巴不得许多我们熟悉的话，许多好像常常在做的事情，但愿早晨借着你自己的话来点亮我们里面的眼睛。
That you may truly open our eyes to these things which may seem like familiar passages or normal routine.
更多磨造你的心意，更多进到属灵实际里面。
That we may truly be able to know your heart and you may bring us into this spiritual reality.
好像在你面前的聚集，没有突然能够蒙到你的祝福。
And so that in all that we do, that it may be blessed by you.
因此我们愿意把早晨这点时间继续仰望在主的手中。
So we lift up this morning's time into your hands.
与我们同在。
May you be with us.
我们将祷告到靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我上次和弟兄姊妹讲到
So last time we had shared on the meaning of breaking bread. We know that breaking bread is the most important meeting for the church. Because the purpose of this meeting is for the Lord. And this was also something personally established by the Lord.
所以当主耶稣被卖的那个晚上，他和门徒们在那吃逾越节的宴席。
So on the night that he was betrayed, the Lord was participating in this feast of the Passover.
就是一般所谓的耶稣的最后晚餐。
Also often regarded as the Last Supper.
我们知道逾越节呢，是以色列百姓他们纪念神如何把他们从埃及法老权势底下带领出来。
We know that Passover commemorated how God led the Israelites out of Egypt.
在出埃及记十二章那里，神吩咐以色列百姓说，在正月十四日，黄昏的时候，各家要宰一只羊羔。And
God had commanded in Exodus chapter 12 that the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel is to kill this lamb on the 14th day of the first month.
把羊羔血抹在他们的所住的房屋的门楣门框上。
And they're to take this blood and put it on their doorposts.
然后因为那个晚上，神差那个灭命的使者要来击杀埃及所有的长子。
Because that night God will send the destroyer to kill all the firstborn of the Egyptians.
那是当灭命的使者，他们看见以色列百姓他们所住的房屋有一个血的记号。
But the destroyer sees that there is blood on the doorpost.
那灭命的使者就越过他们，然后只有击杀埃及一切的长子。
Then he will pass over that house and only kill the firstborn of the Egyptians.
以色列百姓的生命就被存留下，保留下来。
And thus the life of the Israelites was preserved.
所以从新约我们可以看见，原来这个逾越节就是波饼聚会的一个预表。
And so we see now in the New Testament that this Passover, or the breaking bread, is meant to exemplify this Passover.
因为保罗在更多前后书第五章第七节那里说。
Because Paul says this in 1 Corinthians 5 verse 7.
他说我们逾越节的羊羔基督已经被杀献祭了。
He says, for Christ our Passover also has been sacrificed.
所以逾越节乃是波饼聚会，乃是说到主耶稣这个预表那个羔羊已经被杀献祭了。
So breaking bread is to commemorate this Christ that has been sacrificed for us.
主耶稣就是神的羔羊，他在十字架上舍命流血，成就神救赎的工作。
And Christ is his lamb who was sacrificed to accomplish the Father's work.
把人从撒旦世界的王权势底下拯救出来。
To save us from the grasp of Satan, of man.
所以这个波饼聚会就是在纪念主和他所做一切的工作。
And so breaking bread is to remember all that the Lord has done.
所以当时以色列百姓他们在房屋里面吃羔羊的肉。
And so that in the old days when the Israelites were eating this lamb in their house,
那外面房子上有羔羊的血,
there was the blood of the lamb on their doorpost outside.
我们新约教会，我们在那边吃饼喝杯，就是吃主的肉，喝主的血。
And likewise today, we now partake in the flesh and blood of our Lord.
所以不仅是因为主耶稣当日他亲自所设立的。
And so not only was this personally established by the Lord,
现在借着使徒保罗传给教会。
Now through the Apostle Paul, it's to be shared across all the churches.
所以保罗在写信给更多教会信徒的时候。
And so when Paul was writing to the Corinthians,
他说我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的。就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜拿起饼来祝谢了。
He says, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread and given thanks.
祝谢，然后就拨开，说这是我的身体，为你们舍的。
He had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you.
你们应当如此行，为了纪念我。
Do this in remembrance of me.
然后饭后他又拿起杯来。
And in the same way, he took the cup.
他说，这杯是用我血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为了纪念我。
He said, this cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯是表明主的死，只等到他来。
For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
保罗说，在那里说，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。两次说，为了纪念我，纪念主。
And so Paul writes this to tell those that they need to do this twice. Do this in remembrance of me.
我们吃饼喝杯的时候是要表明主的死，只等到他来。
And that we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes as often as we eat this bread and drink the cup.
我们看见拨饼聚会就是要纪念主。
So we see that breaking bread is to remember the Lord.
纪念主他是怎样一位主。
To remember how he was as Lord.
纪念主为我们成就一切救赎工作。
To remember the salvation work that he accomplished for us.
当我们参加拨饼聚会说我们在唱诗祷告，我们所想到的就是主自己。
So when we break bread, when we sing songs of praise and pray, we remember the Lord himself.
我们在心思意念里面，我们在所有所思念的就是唯独主自己，除主以外，其他都不是这个聚会的内容和该有情形。
And there should be no other want or thought in our hearts except the Lord himself.
我们想到这位主，他原来是一个尊贵荣耀的神。
We know that our Lord, he was majestic and holy.
有一天他却谦卑他自己，道成肉身，来到地上成为人。
Yet he took on flesh and came down to this world.
为我们在那受苦受死。
And there he suffered and died.
所以在十字架上成就神救赎的工作。
To accomplish the salvation work on the cross.
这是我们整个聚会该思想的内容。
This is the contents of which we should think of.
借着这样聚会，一再思想主自己，让主的爱也充满在我们心中。
And when we consider such things, we also are filled with the Lord and His love.
那一方面在这里，饼杯摆在这里的时候，他说是表明主的死。
And so here it says that the bread and cup is to represent His death.
所以当我们看见饼在这拨开，血在这里的时候，我们就看见主已经死了。
So when we see the bread broken, when we see the blood, we remember that the Lord has died.
我们在这里吃饼喝杯，主耶稣说：“吃我肉，喝我血的，就有永生在他里面。”
And if we eat of this flesh and drink of this blood, the Lord tells us that that person will have everlasting life.
因为
因着
主耶稣从死里复活，他就成为生命的饼，我们就可以吃他，得到他的生命。
Our Lord is the bread of life. If we partake in Him, we will have life.
我们也可以喝他的血。
And we can also drink of His blood.
因为血代表他的生命。
Because His blood represents His life.
所以上提到说，为什么旧约神禁止人喝血？
So why in the Old Testament was it forbidden for man to drink blood?
因为生出了血，生出了生命在血里面。
Because there is life in that blood.
血是为了救赎的。
And blood is meant to save.
到了新约，我们就清楚了。
And then when it comes to the New Testament, then it becomes clear. Why is it in the Old Testament God forbid those who drink animals' blood? But now in the New Testament, we can drink of the Lord's blood. Because only He is the true life. And He who drinks of His blood will have life and He abides in Him.
并且我们在那边喝主，吃饼喝杯的时候是表明他主的死，只等到他来。
And as often as we eat this bread and drink the cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until He comes.
那就是说，我们在一个等候主再来这个心思里面、意念里面，在那边纪念主，来吃饼喝杯。
And so, when we partake in the bread and cup, all we think of is the Lord and His return.
所以上面也讲到说，这个擘饼聚会又被称为是主的晚餐。
And we also know that this is called regarded as the Lord's Supper.
晚餐是什么呢？
And what is supper?
晚餐就是一个人在外面工作，然后回到家里面，他就可以把一些工作负担压力都放下了。
Supper is had when one comes home after a long day of work at home and he is able to lay down his burdens and rest.
他可以安息了，然后他可以坐下来就可以吃晚餐了。
He can find rest. He can sit and enjoy his supper.
吃过晚餐以后，他就准备去休息睡觉，等候。第二天天亮的时候，他又开始新的一天。
And after supper, that person gets ready for bed to prepare for the next day, a new day.
所以弟兄姊妹被擘饼聚会被称为主的晚餐。
And so the breaking bread is regarded as the Lord's Supper.
就让我们看见，原来我们今天是在这个黑夜已深的一个时刻里面。
That is to show that right now we are living in this night of darkness.
我们在这里吃晚餐，我们在这里有安息。
Here, when we partake in the supper, we have rest.
因为我们已经主在这里完成救赎工作，他安息了。
Because the Lord has already accomplished the salvation work.
因着他已经安息了，我们就可以安息了。
And because He is now at rest, we can be at
rest. 我们就可以坐下来，我们可以再吃晚餐。
You can sit and partake in the supper.
然后我们就等候吃完晚餐以后，我们就休息睡觉，等候第二天天亮的时候，我们就可以再开始一天的生活。
And after the supper, we prepare ourselves for rest to begin the next day, the new day.
什么是天亮呢?
And what is this morning like?
天亮就是主第二次再来。
That is the Lord's return.
所以彼得后书那里告诉我们说,
So Peter there, a second Peter tells us,
他说我们在一眼上要留意,只等到天花亮,晨星出现在你们心里的时候才是好的。
It says to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your heart.
有一天早晨来到的时候，就是天亮了，就是主再来日子。
One day when the new day comes, when it's morning, that's the day of the Lord's return.
那一天也是凡是在基督里面死了的人，他们要复活了。
And those who have died in Christ will be raised up.
而那时候若是还活在地上的人，他们就和这些从死里复活的圣徒一同被提到空中云中与主相遇。
And if those who they are still living on this earth, they will be taken up to meet the other saints in heaven.
他们就要与主永远同在。
And they will be with the Lord forever.
感谢主，这是我们一个荣耀盼望。
Thank the Lord that this is our glorious hope.
所以，因为我们在擘饼纪念主的时候，纪念他的死，纪念他为我们所成就一些救赎工作的时候。
So when we partake in the bread and cup, remember our Lord and His salvation work.
我们乃是在一个荣耀盼望里面等候天亮来到。
We wait with this glorious hope that morning will come.
等候那个晨星基督来到。
That this morning star, Christ Himself, will come.
那是我们一个荣耀盼望。
This is our glorious hope.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一面在纪念主，一面思念主所为我们所成就。我们是在荣耀盼望里面来等候主的再来。
And so we await. With this glorious hope that our Lord will return one day.
弟兄姊妹，这个擘饼聚会不是一般人把它当作一个宗教仪式。
So the Lord's Supper should not be regarded as this religious
obligation. 我们在这里擘饼聚会，我们在这里是表明一个事实。
But rather, we are testifying this truth.
表明主耶稣所成就一些救赎工作。
We are testifying of the salvation
work. 我们在这里是要表明一个真理。
There we are proclaiming this truth.
我们在这里要表明一个见证。
We are proclaiming this testimony.
这是我今天也是要交通一个重点。
And this is the emphasis of my sharing today.
所以感谢主，当每次擘饼聚会说，我们若是能明白这些所要表明的、所要代表意义是什么时候。
So each time when we partake in breaking bread, if you can remember this meaning.
并且我们在这个真理的根基上，我们一同在聚集的时候，我们才能摸到那个属灵的实际。
If we meet on this foundation of this truth, then we can have this
spiritual reality. 我们就不会把它当做一个普通的聚会，好像一个形式的一个聚会。
There will not be a normal meeting, a recurring meeting.
感谢主，在保罗哥林多前书第十章那里，他又讲到这个擘饼聚会又被称为一个主的宴席。
And so in chapter 10, this breaking bread was also regarded as this feast of the Lord.
一面好像在吃主的晚餐。
On one hand, it's partaking in the Lord's Supper.
一方面又说这个聚会又是主的宴席。
But it is also a feast of the Lord.
那个英文圣经把它翻成主的桌子。
The English Bible translates it as the Lord's table.
有时候我们常说我们来到主的桌子面前。
We often say we come before the Lord's table.
我们是不是来到一个木头造了一个桌子面前呢？
Is it that we are coming before a wooden table?
的确，我们的确来到一个木造了一个桌子面前。
Indeed, we do come before a table made out of wood.
但是都是照着英文的翻译说，我们在那吃主的桌子。
But we look at the English translation. Are we saying that we eat the table?
这个我们就很难领会，到底怎么吃主的桌子啊
？So then, how do we eat the Lord's table?
对不对？或者说，我们来到这个桌子面前，跟来到另外一个桌子面前有什么不一样的地方
？Or what is the difference between this table and another table?
感谢主，我觉得中文翻得非常好。
But thank the Lord, I think the Chinese translation translates it very well.
的确，有时候我们若是读点英文，对照下可能会有一些帮助。
And of course, there are times when we look at the English translation, it helps us with a greater understanding. But I believe that the Chinese translator translates this piece very well. Because it translates the table of the Lord to the feast of the Lord. And so Paul says that when we come here, we are partaking in this feast of the Lord. And I think this translation helps us understand this a bit better. 我每次来到主的桌子面前，我们不是重在这个桌子是什么样一个情形。Because when we come before the Lord's table, we don't focus on the table itself. 我们还是重在这个桌子上所摆设的是什么东西。Rather, we focus on what is placed on the table.
所以中文把它翻成主的宴席，他就把那个属灵的意义、真正意义把它包含里面就解释出来了。
And so the Chinese translation shows the true emphasis of this, which is the feast itself. Because on top of this table, there is a great feast. And so sometimes my friends would invite me to their homes. And they would sometimes be very courteous and say, oh, come eat a simple meal with us.
我们就领会、哦、这个变化大概就是很简单嘛，就家常便饭。
So if I think a simple meal, that means it should be very casual.
但是说有人请我说你来吃个宴席。
But if a friend invites you to say, come over for a feast.
那我们一定会领会哦，那这个这一顿一定是非常丰富，才被称为说邀请来参加一个宴席。
And then our perspective will be that this is a very abundant meal if it's regarded as a feast.
参加人家婚礼的那个晚餐。
Like the ones we have at weddings.
我们不会说我去参加一个晚餐。
I wouldn't say I'm going to a wedding dinner.
我们一定说我去参加一个婚礼的宴席。
But rather we say we're going to the wedding feast.
因为那个晚餐桌子上所摆出来就是一个非常丰富的饮食在那里。
Because what is on that table is a feast.
所以用宴席就很容易很清楚地表明到底那个桌子的意义是什么。
And so the word feast then better describes what is on the table, what we are celebrating.
保罗说我们是在吃主的宴席。
And so Paul says that we are partaking in this feast of the Lord.
表明我们在这里是一个非常丰富的一个饮食，因为桌子上所摆的就是主自己。
That we are partaking in something very abundant, that is the Lord Himself.
我们在这里吃饼喝杯，在那享受主一切的丰富。
And when we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we experience this His fullness, His abundance.
一切救赎，救赎所成就的都借这个饼和杯，借这个桌子上所摆设出来的，说到主的丰富。
And because this redemptive symbol of the bread and cup shows us all that the Lord has done.
借着这样吃喝。我们不仅享受主的丰富，我们与主之间也有交通。
And not only do we experience the Lord's abundance, we have fellowship with the Lord Himself.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道，我们来这边是吃主的宴席。
So brothers and sisters, we need to know that we are participating in a feast of the Lord.
主一切丰富，我们在这里都可以好好享受。
And all that the Lord has to offer, we can enjoy.
借着享受，我们与他有交通。
And through this enjoyment, we have fellowship with Him.
所以刚刚保罗说，我不愿你们与那些鬼相交，因为他们有些人他们在吃鬼的宴席。
And so that's why Paul here says, I do not want you to become sharers in demons because some participate in the feast of the demons.
我们知道今天特别台湾在那些拜拜的人，他们在拜拜的时候，桌上都是摆着非常丰富的饮食，对不对？
We know that today, especially in Taiwan, when it comes to idol worship, that there is a lot placed on the table.
他们在享受他们给偶像那些假神那个一个一个饮食。
And they are preparing this meal for these false gods.
所以保罗说，我不愿你们吃鬼的宴席，一方面吃鬼的宴席，一方面吃主的宴席。
And so that's why Paul says you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and cup of demons. You cannot partake.
所以一方面你们与鬼有相交，一方面又与主有相交。
Of the table of the Lord and the table of demons, you cannot have fellowship with both the Lord and
demons. 所以感谢主，我们来到饼杯面前，来到桌子面前的时候，我们乃是在享受主一切的丰富。
And so thank the Lord that when we come before the table, we are experiencing His abundance.
我们在享受它里面的肥甘，享受它里面的骨髓。
We are enjoying the fatness and the marrow.
我们知道牲畜里面牲畜最丰富的地方就是它肥甘，就是它骨髓。
We know that is the most precious part of the meal, the fat and marrow.
我们在这里可以享受它慈爱，享受它喜乐，享受它平安。
We can experience and enjoy his joy and peace.
我们在这里可以吃的非常香，有喜乐。我们在这里可以吃的饱足，当我们吃饱足的时候，我们就有安息啊。
We can eat merrily and be satisfied and have rest.
正如诗篇三十六篇那里说
，Just like it says in Psalm 36,
他们到你殿里这边吃那个回甘得以饱足。
It says that they drink their fill of the abundance of your house.
他们也是你叫他们在那里喝你乐河的水。
And you give them to drink of the river of your delight.
所以当我们在这里里面进到这个宴席里面，在那吃喝享受的时候。
And so when we enter into this feast and we eat and drink merrily, here we have this satisfaction, here we have this fulfillment. Because the Lord has established this feast for us. And by faith we can enjoy it, we do not need to do anything else. Because the redemptive work has already been accomplished. And so in Matthew chapter 22, the Lord speaks of this parable of the kingdom. He says that the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. And he sent out his slaves to call out those who had been invited to the wedding feast.
他说我的宴席已经预备好了。
He says, Behold, I have prepared my dinner.
回畜牛都已经宰好了。
My oxen and my fat livestock are all butchered.
各样都已经齐备了。
And everything is ready.
然后就请人来赴这个宴席。
And also he wants to invite those to come to the wedding feast.
感谢主，一切都预备好了，一切都齐备好了。
Thank the Lord that everything has been prepared. Everything is ready.
就等人来赴这个宴席，来享受这个宴席，一切的丰富。
And it's just waiting for those to come to enjoy.
感谢主，若是我们凭着信心，用个简单信心来到桌子面前的时候，我们在这里就可以享受个丰富的宴席。
Thank the Lord that if we, with a simple faith, come before the table, we can enjoy this feast.
借着这个吃喝，与主有连结，有交通。
And we can eat and drink and have fellowship with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们是需要学习操练的一件事情。
And this is something we need to learn to exercise.
我们知道，像弟兄在的时候，传港在剥完饼以后呢
，You know that Brother Kwong when he was here after breaking bread.
因为剥完饼以后，他要交通信息。
He would share a message after breaking bread.
他常开始的时候说，实在我们底下不需要再讲什么了。
And oftentimes he would say.To be fair, there's nothing else to share after communion.
因为我们刚刚剥饼的时候，我们已经吃饱了，享受够了。
Because we have already been made full during breaking bread.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个有经历的人所说的话。
Brothers and sisters, this is someone with experience speaking.
然后他后面说是为了弟兄姊妹在主的话上有更多认识，所以他还是需要讲道。
And then he'll say, but for the sake of brothers and sisters to grow in the word of the Lord, he will speak, he will share.
弟兄姊妹，我们来到剥饼聚会不是外面形式，我们在那里是享受一顿的宴席。
So brothers and sisters, breaking bread is not just this external display, but we are participating in a feast.
我们在这里主有交通，我们在这里面可以得到饱足。当一个人吃饱的时候，他才有真正的安息。
We have fellowship with the Lord, and we eat. And when we eat, and we are made full, then we are satisfied.
他里面会常觉得说，好像有主就够了，不需要其他东西了。
And we will say that the Lord is all I want. There's nothing besides.
感谢主，我们是来到桌子面前，我们是来享受这个宴席，吃主的宴席。
So, brothers and sisters, when we come before the table, we are partaking in the this feast of the Lord. And we have fellowship with Him. But on one hand, we also see we also have fellowship with the saints. In the body of Christ, through eating and drinking, we have fellowship with one another. Because we are receiving the same cup of blessing and the same bread in the body of Christ.
他说我们所擘开的饼岂不是同饮基督的身体吗?
Is not the bread which we break a sharing in the body of Christ?
我们所虽然虽多人是一个饼一个身体,
Since there is one bread, we
一个饼一个身体,
Yeah, and one body.
因为我们都是分受这一个饼,
For we all partake of the one bread.
分受就是我们是来交通分享这个饼,
partaking or to share in this experience.
借着这样的分受说明彼此之间圣徒之间是有交通的,
to show that there is fellowship, this oneness amongst brothers and sisters.
我们知道这不是外面的交通, 这是生命里面的一个交通。
We know that this is not an external fellowship but a sharing in this life.
这是基督身体里面的交通。
This is a fellowship in the life of Christ.
所以借着这样的擘饼聚会，借着这样的交通， 在这里也显明见证一件事情， 教会是合一的。
So through the breaking bread, there is this testimony that the church is one.
所以不仅擘饼聚会在那里，也说明主的宴席是丰富的。
And we also testify that the feast of the Lord is abundant.
擘饼聚会在那里，见证教会基督的身体也是合一的。
And it testifies that the body of Christ is one.
所以保罗说我们虽多人是一个饼一个身体。
And so Paul says that though we are many people,
就神的工作来说教会只有一个。
But there is only one church for the work of Christ.
所以保罗写信给更多教会的时候，一开头他就把那个教会的定义非常简单的、非常清楚的解释给我们。
And so when Paul wrote 1 Corinthians in the beginning, he very clearly indicates what is the church.
保罗在说，保罗写信给在哥林多的教会。
Paul says to the church of God, which is at Corinth.
底下就说，就是在基督耶稣里成圣蒙召做圣徒的。
To those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, saints by calling.
底下。 加上说，以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督之名的人，
with all who in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours.
所以我们看见什么是教会。
So we see what is the church.
教会不仅是在哥林多那个地方聚集的圣徒们。
The church is not just the saints who are gathering at Corinth.
一切所有地方在还求告主名的人都在这个教会里面。
But includes all who in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是宇宙性是一个教会。
It's a universal church.
就是地方来说也是一个教会，一个见证。
And so even this is a testimony in itself.
所以保罗说呢，在这里不再分犹太人、希律人、自属的、为奴的、后男后女，因为都在基督里面成为义了。And so Paul
writes that there is no distinction, neither Jew nor Greek, nor man or woman.
所以教会只有一个。So
there is only one church.
在教会里面，在这里就不再分犹太人、希律人。And
there is no Jew nor Greek.
不再分自属的、为奴的，或是男的后女的。
There's no slave nor free man nor male or female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so we testify that the church is one.
这个合一不是一个外面一个联合在一起,
and this oneness is not this external.
这个合一乃是生命里面是合一的,
but this oneness is from this common life.
虽然就着外面肉身来说,
because externally, while we might have many differences,
我们可能都从不同地方来,
we may come from different backgrounds.
我们可能也说不同的语言,
we may speak different languages.
我们的个性可能也不同,
we may have different personalities.
甚至我们的皮肤颜色也不同,
and we may have differences in the color of our skin.
甚至好像也有男女之分,
and there may even be distinction between male and female.
但是保罗说在这里这些都不再有分别的。
But Paul says that there is no more distinction in
such
things. Because there is only one in Christ. Because there is only one bread and one cup.
弟兄姊妹，有时候好像我们不太不经意的时候，我们分说，哎，这个美国弟兄、中国弟兄、印度弟兄。
So sometimes we may say, oh, our American brethren, our Chinese brethren, our Indian brethren.
或说美国教会、中国教会、印度教会。
Or the American church, the Chinese church, the Indian church.
以前年长的弟兄们告诉我们说，准确的说法应该是这样子。
But older brothers used to tell us this before, that the right way to say this is
弟兄讲英文。
That brothers speak English.
这个弟兄讲中文。
This brother speaks Chinese.
这个弟兄讲印度话。
This, this brother speaks Indian.
只有一种弟兄。
But there's only one type of brother.
没有分成好几种弟兄，有的是美国弟兄，有的是英国弟兄，有的是中国弟兄。
But there's no such thing as different types of brothers.
弟兄姊妹，你发觉这不同吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you see the difference?
弟兄住在英国。
This brother lives in England.
弟兄住在中国。
This brother lives in China.
只有一种弟兄。
But there's only one type of brother.
都是在基督里面的。
That is one in Christ.
今天人常常不小心把外面东西作为教会一个不能合一的一个因素。
再说一遍。
用很多外面不同的东西成为教会一个分开的原因。
So today many people use different characteristics to segregate the church.
因为不同语言，所以不可能聚在一起聚会。
Because of the differences in language, there's no way for them to meet in person.
甚至不同肤色也不能聚在一起聚会。
Or they may say that because of the differences in skin color, there cannot be no way to meet in person.
这社会上普遍的一个情形。
And we see this commonplace throughout the land.
为什么会分成讲中文的聚会、讲台语的聚会、甚至讲广东话的聚会？
Why is it that there are Chinese Mandarin meetings or Cantonese meetings or Taiwanese meetings?
因为人觉得说，因为有太多不同的，不可能聚在一起聚会的。
Because man thinks that if there are differences, they cannot meet together.
不可能一同擘饼纪念主的。
They cannot break bread together to remember the Lord.
保罗告诉我们说，在这里只有一个饼，一个杯。
But Paul says that there is only one bread and one cup.
教会只有一个，教会是个合一的见证。
There is only one church and there's a testimony of unity.
只有一种弟兄，没有很多的弟兄。
There's only one type of brother, not many types.
可能弟兄会有不同的语言，不同的国籍。
And so though they may speak different languages and have different nationalities.
但是只有一种弟兄。
But there's only one type.
弟兄，这是我们需要注意的地方。
Brothers and sisters, this is what we need to pay attention to.
若是我们有这些外面的东西加进的话，教会在那里就不能见证合一的。教会是合一的。
And if we bring these external differences into our midst, then the church cannot have this testimony of unity.
所以在一个聚会里面，特别在一个擘饼聚会，若是有人在用英文祷告
，And so during breaking bread, if one is praying in English,
有人在用中文，甚至用印度话祷告
，If one is speaking in an Indian dialect,
甚至用广东话或是台语祷告
，If one is speaking Cantonese or Taiwanese,
我记得我母亲以前在聚会的时候，她有时候用台语祷告。
So I remember in an old meeting that one used to speak with a Taiwan dialect.
不管用什么语言祷告，我们从内心里面知道他是向主祷告的。
But no matter what dialect he was using, we know that he was praying from his heart.
我们从内心里面也可以说阿门。
And in our hearts, we can also say amen.
若是有这样的机会显出来说，那是实在是个非常美好一个机会。
And if we can all demonstrate this, then this is a beautiful testimony.
人看见在这里是一个合一的见证。
Because people see this testimony of unity in our midst.
因为保罗告诉我们说，我们只有一个身体，一个圣灵。
Because Paul tells us that we have one body, one spirit.
我们一主一信一喜一个盼一个指望。
We have one faith, one baptism, one hope.
一神。
One God.
在以弗所书第四章里告诉我们有七个一。
And in Ephesians we have these four ones.
七个 seven ones. 七也是表明一个完全。
And seven demonstrates its completeness.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们来到这个擘饼聚会里面，我们在这里乃是在见证一件事情，主所做成的。
And so when we meet together, there is this one testimony we ought to display.
在这里有一个合一的见证。
That there is this oneness, this unity we ought to testify.
在这里只有个身体，一个饼。
That there was one body, one bread and one cup.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们知道，若是我们这样在这样的情形底下聚会的话，我们这样的聚会就能蒙主的喜悦。
And so if we can meet in such a way, then this will be pleasing to the Lord. And this will satisfy His heart. And so, brothers and sisters, even though it may seem hard to immediately achieve this, but we strive after that direction.
所以当每次波饼纪念主的时候，我们不仅要表明主的死，不仅要纪念他。
And so when you break bread, not only do we remember the death of our Lord, but we also remember that we are participating in one feast. We are eating and drinking of Him. And His abundance is there for us to enjoy. And not only can we enjoy this, but we will be satisfied. Because our Lord is too good. So we thank the Lord. May each time we gather, may we have enter into this condition. So we see that this is a very this is a sanctified meeting. And so Paul also warns us.
保罗在那里对当时更多教会在来警戒他们。
Paul gives the Corinthians a warning.
也可以说也是在警戒我们。
Or we can say a warning to us.
他说当我们在那边吃饼喝杯的时候，若是不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。
He says, therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord.
因为当时跟着教会，他没有按着理。
Because there, then the Corinthians did not do the proper manner.
什么叫不按着？就是他们没有按着一个不相称、不合宜的态度来参加这个聚会。
They participate in an unworthy manner or an improper manner when it came to this meeting. Because there were many obstructions and divisions. And so Paul deems that to be unworthy to partake in the bread and cup. We have said that supper is for the whole family to enjoy. It is a meal of harmony.
当时更多教会，他们当中不和谐，他们当中有分门别类的事情。
But there was no harmony in Corinth at the time. There was so much division.
所以保罗说，你们在那边聚会的时候，不是受益，乃是受，乃是遭损。
So when they meet together, they do not have gain, but they suffer a loss.
所以弟兄姊妹，不是说每一次聚会对我们都有益处的。
And so each time we gather, there should be benefit to us.
有时候我们常说啊，有聚会总比没有聚会好。
And sometimes you may say, oh, that meeting was better than the other meeting.
不一定,
but not quite.
你看, 更多教会把这样的聚会当作一个分门别类一个地方,
because the Corinthians here use this meeting to be a means of separation. But they did not get gain, but rather they suffered loss.
外面好像在吃主的晚餐, 保罗说这不算，算不得是吃主的晚餐。
Outside, it may seem like they're participating in the Lord's Supper, but Paul says that they are not.
因为他们在那里把这个和谐见证已经破坏掉了。
Because they have broken this testimony of unity.
因为他们没有按着一个该有的态度，一个不相不合理的态度，在那波饼聚，在参加波饼聚会。
Because they did not partake in breaking bread with this attitude of oneness.
结果他们在干饭。 主的杯,
and so he says, they shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord.
所以保罗说，你们吃的时候呢，若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。And
so he says that if the brother does not judge the body rightly, then he is drinking, eating and drinking judgment to himself. What does it mean to judge the body rightly? That is to say, we need to know that this is the body of Christ.
这个身体是受到一个合一的见证。
This speaks of the testimony of oneness.
现在他们在那边吃饼喝杯的时候，他们没有分辨摆在桌子上是一个合一的身体，合一的饼在这里。
Yet there are those who, when they eat and drink, they do not see that there is one bread and one cup on the table. They might participate as it's some religious ritual.
所以这个让我们看见，当我们每次拨饼纪念主的时候，我们看见桌子上分辨，这是主的身体。
And so when we partake in a bread cup, we should see that it is the body of Christ on the table.
当我们在那看见这是主的身体，表明说在这里是一个合一的见证的时候，
when we see that this is the body of Christ, when we see that this is the testimony of unity,
自然而然我们就该知道用什么态度来参加这个聚会。
Then we will know with what attitude to participate this meeting.
所以人若站在没有分辨这是主的身体的时候，结果站在吃喝自己的罪。
And so Paul says that if he does not judge the body rightly, that person eats and drinks judgment to himself.
结果所带来的结果，情形是怎么样呢？
And so what is the result? What is the consequence?
我说你们中间好些是软弱的、患病的，甚至也有死的。
He says, for this reason, many among you are weak and sick, and a number sleep.
表明说他们当中所带来的结果，除了管教，非常历代临到他们身上。
That is to say that the punishment from the Lord is very severe in their midst.
因为他们在刚换主的身体，主的血呀。
Because there they have tainted the body and blood of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，破坏教会合一的见证是一件非常严肃的事情。
So breaking this testimony of unity is a severe action.
也是非常严重的事情。
And this is a very significant issue.
所以他说，若是我们要先分辨自己，就不至于受审。
And so he writes, if we judge ourselves rightly, we would not be judged.
一方面要分辨这是主的身体。
On one hand, we need to judge that this is the body of Christ.
一方面看看审查我们自己是不是在一个合宜的态度，一个合适的态度来参加这个薄饼聚会。
But we also ought to examine ourselves to see if we are partaking in the bread and cup rightly.
免得我们在那受审。
Otherwise, we will be judged.
免得神的管教临到我们身上。
Otherwise, we will be disciplined by the Lord.
主的管教也许不像当初临到更多教会那么情形。
And maybe it's not the same discipline that the Lord enacted on the Corinthians.
但是这种管教是叫人软弱。
But this discipline causes us to be weak.
人为什么受软弱，没有力气，没有刚，没办法刚强呢？
Why is it that man may be weak, have no strength?
因为罪叫人软弱。
Because sin causes us to be weak.
一个人若是罪没有解决的话，他灵里永远是刚强不起来的。
If one does not deal with sin, then that person will forever be weak.
因为这个罪，他与主之间有了间隔。
Because this sin causes separation between man and God.
主的生命，他就不能享受主的生命的供应。
And that person cannot receive the benefit of the life of the Lord.
自然而然，他灵里就软弱。
And that person's spirit will become weaker and weaker.
也会有一些属灵的病。
And they have spiritual illness.
软弱再往前一点就是生病。
Because weakness leads to sickness.
属灵上有很多疾病，很多毛病，很多问题。
And there are many issues when one's spiritually ill.
所以这些弟兄姊妹，这些我们都要去审查。
So brothers and sisters, these are things that we need to examine.
为什么今天会落在这个属灵软弱光景当中？
Why am I in this weak spiritual condition today?
为什么我身上有许多属灵的毛病？
Why are there so many spiritual issues in my life?
我们需要回到主的面前去寻求，去仰望。
We need to go before the Lord to examine ourselves.
主就他自然而然会光照我们，显明我们的真情。
And the Lord will shine His light on us to reveal what it is.
那随时我们都需要审查自己。
But we also need to often examine ourselves.
但是每次当来参加薄饼聚会的时候，我们更是要审查自己。
And we must examine ourselves even more so before the bread and cup.
让主来显明，来帮助，来拯救我们，来赦免我们。
That the Lord may see us, reveal us our sin, and save us.
不让我们好像不让我们外面好像也在那来薄饼聚会。
And so that externally we're not just partaking.
但是里面却没有从这个薄饼聚会里得到真正的益处。
But inwardly have we received the benefit?
反而受亏损。
Or have we suffered loss?
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们每个主日在薄饼聚会。
When we break bread to remember the Lord.
常常我们已经成为一个习惯了。
Sometimes it's become a habit.
时间到了就来了。
That when it's that time of the day we come.
但是我们是不是有预备好自己呢？
But have we prepared ourselves?
我们是不是有一个合一的态度，合一的心情灵来参加这个薄饼聚会？
Are we coming in a worthy and a proper manner?
这是我们需要注意的。
This is what we need to pay attention to.
免得我们在那吃喝自己的罪。
Otherwise, we are eating and drinking judgment to ourselves.
我们在那反而干犯了主的身体，主的血。
Otherwise, we will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord.
那意思说，主的身体，主的血，他已经做成了救赎的工作了。
Because the body and blood represents the salvation work already accomplished.
那已经是一个表明合一的见证了。
there is already this unity that has been achieved.
现在我们去因着我们光景不对，我们再就来观看主所做这些救赎工作。
But because of our own spiritual condition, we sometimes downplay what has already been accomplished. So, brothers and sisters, this is Paul's warning to the Corinthians. And this is also a great reminder to us. Thank the Lord.
我们相信我们在座弟兄姊妹都知道包饼是非常宝贵。
We know that the breaking bread is a precious meeting.
但我们不需要去讲别人, 多久一次。
And we shouldn't speak of how often other people break bread.
我们守住主的话,
or what we should pay attention to.
我们守住主的话,
the word that we uphold.
因为圣经告诉我们说, 七日第一日, 我们拨饼的时候,
because the Bible tells us that on first day of the week to break
感谢主,
bread.
七日第一日, 我们在这里拨饼纪念主,
so thank the Lord that on the first day of the week we break bread.
这是主的话, 这是主的教训,
this is the Lord's word. This is His command.
这是为什么我们在这里要每个礼拜主日在这里拨饼聚会,
this is why we every week must break bread.
我们也知道在这里 只有一个合一的见证,
because there is a testimony of unity.
在这里为什么我所有弟兄姊妹不管是讲什么语言，我们只有一个饼一个杯。
And no matter what language we speak, there is one bread and one cup.
我们在这可以用自己合适的语言方式来向主祷告。
And we can praise the Lord in whatever manner or language we wish.
我们都可以从内心深处说阿们。
And all of us can say amen from our hearts.
我们可以回应弟兄姊妹在神面前的祈求祷告。
We can respond to the prayers and the praises of others.
因为主已经做成一切了。
Because the Lord has accomplished all these things.
我们只要凭信心靠着耶稣的血，我们就时时刻刻 可以来到他面前。
And with a simple faith by the blood of Christ, we can come before Him. So thank the Lord each time we break bread to remember Him.
借着这个机会，我们重新思想主对我们，为我们所成就这一切。
Through this meeting, we remember all that He has done for us.
好像里面有更多感谢的心，更多爱主的心。
So that there is a heart of even more gratitude and love towards Him.
并且我们在这里可以享受主的宴席，享受主的丰富。
And so we can enjoy His feast and enjoy His abundance.
因为一切都预备好了，已经齐全了。
Because all of this has been prepared, all is ready.
我们再可以吃喝享受他自己。
We just can eat and drink of Himself
与他有交通,
and have fellowship with Him.
我们在这里也借着分享这个饼和杯和众肢体圣徒们一同有交通。
And there we also have fellowship with one another, the body of Christ.
我们在这里见证教会是合一的。
And we testify that the church is one.
所以保罗说我们要竭力保守圣灵所赐合一的心。
And so we need to be diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace.
保守那个灵的合一。
And there the English translation translates as well, the unity of the Spirit.
灵已经合一了。
Because there's one Spirit.
这是主所做成的。
This is what the Lord has done.
我们现在是要竭力保守那个灵的合一在。
And we need to preserve this unity of the Spirit.
不要受破坏,
to not let it be broken.
不要这个,
to not let this unity be influenced.
所以我们要靠主恩典,
so by God's grace, we need to uphold this.
我们不是要叫这个合一, 把众人把它连在一起,
we need to bring all those who belong into this one. Because there is that one.
因为只有一个身体,
because there is one body and one spirit.
因为我们只有个指望, 也只有一个主,
because there is one hope and one Lord.
我们只有一个信心, 也只有一个喜, 一个神,
and there is one faith, one baptism, one God.
因为在基督里面都合一了,
because in Christ we are one.
在这里不再分你我,
and there is no more you or me.
世界在外面那些分歧那些不同在这里都没有地位。
All these worldly differences do not mean a thing anymore. Because here, there is only Christ Himself. Here, we see the salvation where Christ has done. And we see this displayed through the bread and cup on the table. So thank the Lord. I believe that perhaps these passages, brothers and sisters, are familiar with. But may the Lord, through His Spirit, refresh this in our hearts. So that whenever we break bread, we are in the same spirit. In the same spirit, remembering the Lord. To enjoy this abundance that He has prepared for us. To have fellowship, to be one with Him. And to also be even more connected to brothers and sisters. So that the testimony of the Lord can be manifested. And so all the glory can belong unto Him. Because all has been done by Him. We freely receive. So may the Lord be gracious to us. And through these two sharings, let us have a greater understanding when we break bread. That we may receive more of the spiritual blessing. And so our Lord may be properly exalted and receive thanks in His house. So may all the glory be unto Him. So this will conclude my sharing, if our brother can conclude us with a word of prayer. We thank the Lord for His sharing to us through our brother. Again, have another word of prayer. Lord, we thank you for sharing these gracious words with us.
We know every time we gather before you, your words are yourself.
We know that every time you speak to us, your words are of you yourself. And the one who speaks is also of you.
We
thank you, and we know that every time we hear your voice, read your word, and think of you, It is you who is speaking to us, and you ask us to do this in remembrance of you. Because you yourself love us. And with this meeting, you want to give that fullness of grace to us. And we can only offer up our thanksgiving and praise.
奉靠主耶稣圣名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen.